The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
We have a little more details on your guy Daniel House and why he's not available for tonight's game.
So yesterday when my guy texted me and he said that Daniel House had a female in his room that was not on the approved list, I spoke too soon and said that it was an Instagram hoe. That was me taking the information I got and basically making an assumption. I jumped to a conclusion, and I was wrong.
I'm going to defend Daniel House here because I'm thinking if I'm going to sneak something up to my room, then isn't it okay if it's the chick who's testing me for the Rona? Shouldn't I feel okay about that? I mean, it's so much better. Okay, I'm going to dial up Instagram ho, 1-800 Instagram ho, and have one sent over.
Is it better? Yes. Is it within the rules? No.
Well, then the rules suck.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. Not taking calls because we're on remote at Carbach, and oh my God, it feels like home. I got to tell you. You can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott, at the producer Nick. You can text the show. You know the number. You can actually get on Twitch and comment. I'm trying to check it, but you don't get to see our beautiful face. Well, you see pictures of us.
Right.
And those are probably better.
Fred in a hat.
Yeah, it's me with my
a fancy pants hat.
It's kind of my Westworld, I want to kill you hat is what it is. So, you know, but
I think of it as your old West newspaper maker hat. Like if you were the publisher of the Deadwood Journal, like I feel like that would be kind of hat you would wear.
There you go again. Yeah. Well, that's okay, fine. Fine. I'm just going to leave that. Right. You know what? I have a whole line of comments, but I want to get Taylor on and talk about college football. But, yeah, I mean, that was kind of a pedo.
Black Hills Pioneer. That's what they called it, the Black Hills Pioneer.
I prefer to think of it as the old fat gunfighter. Look, that's all.
Okay. Well, okay. That's what you want to go with.
I mean, that's better than what you're going with.
I like to go with the old fat newspaper printer in Deadwood.
Deadwood, because that guy was a pedo. Thank you.
I mean, yes, but that's not
why. Very specifically.
He's also your twin brother.
No, I very specifically do non-pedo positive COVID news for a reason.
All right.
So if you want to go with fat gunfighter who probably gets shot by some young skinny kid, okay.
All right, we'll do that.
And then, you know, see, now you've got me going the wrong direction with young skinny kids. Let's get this back on track. Taylor McCarg joins us, former Rice quarterback, college football analyst, probably wondering what the hell he walked into. What's going on, Taylor?
I'm good, guys. I'm good. This is an entertaining intro. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing well, man. Let's start off. I know you follow the NFL as well. What kind of thoughts do you have today on this Texans-Chiefs matchup? What do you think we're gonna see in week one?
Man, I got roasted for this morning, but I'm going to stand by my my take. I'm going to have to have – you've got to see the Texans go up there and win before I give them the benefit of the doubt. I've got the Chiefs winning. If I were betting on this, I would take the Chiefs. I know it's a big line, but until, you know, first-time play caller for the Texans, I think there's just too much – too many unknowns, no preseason, just too many unknowns for me. But, you know, pulling for the Texans, hope that I'm wrong, but have the Chiefs winning by a couple scores.
Well, we were looking at Patrick Mahomes' September stats in his career, and he's 7-0, 23 touchdowns, no turnovers, which I think is the same that you had in college in September, 23 touchdowns, no picks over that time.
That's
in
right.
But it just seems 100%. Like he shows up ready to start the season every year.
He does. He does. And, you know, I think a lot of times you get the Super Bowl hangover, and I actually think you're more likely to have the opposite here because these guys didn't get, you know, they weren't traveling the globe being told how great they are. They were locked down like everybody else. And so if there was ever a time for a Super Bowl champion to be, you know, more focused or more focused than they, you know, would have been in a normal season, I think this is probably it. And I think will bode well for the Chiefs, but we just don't know yet.
College football tonight as well. Miami and UAB. UAB with a game under their belts. They didn't look. I didn't think they looked great against Central Arkansas, but they do have a game under their belts. Miami, kind of a new look offense, and we were talking to this with Brad Powers about this earlier. But new offensive coordinator brought in from SMU, a high pace guy, going to be a lot of plays per second, and Derek King, which I think could be a really good match. Do you think Miami's got? They're going to have a more explosive offense this year than they've had in the past.
Yeah, they absolutely should. And like you said, with Derek King coming in there at quarterback, it gives them another element that they haven't had, you know, in years past. I agree. You know, also looking back at the game against with UAB, that had the potential to actually go the opposite direction. They had some first half turnovers that kept Central Arkansas in the game, and just really never could put them away. They had some opportunities too, but. From a talent perspective, Miami should be able to handle this game pretty easily, especially with what you saw that UAB gave up last week. Miami should not have any trouble scoring points tonight. But just on a macro level, I was disappointed in Conference USA as a whole. Really thought that they performed well below par, and UAB was in the mix with that as well.
Taylor, how much is I see Rice has delayed the start of its season again. How much does that affect you in terms of doing the Owls? And when are we going to hear you on ESPN?
Yeah, working through some assignments right now. A lot of these games, you know, with Baylor and La Tech being shifted around, anytime a game gets postponed, these networks all start. It's just a juggling match. And so my stuff, I've got a couple things we're working through over the next few weeks. And then ideally get to call a couple Rice games, but not sure, you know, when that's going to happen, if they play at all. So tentatively have, you know, something lined up for next week, but not sure which game that's going to be yet.
Let me ask you about something that happened last week that kind of surprised me. The Navy-BYU game, which most people thought was going to be a pretty close game. And after BYU just throttles Navy, their coach comes out and says, well, yeah, this – we didn't do any real live hitting in practice.
Right.
I mean, how many teams are doing that, and how long do you think it takes for them to adjust to what's going on versus these teams who have been hitting the entire offseason?
Yeah, I love Ken Niamatalolo's quote after the game where he said, you know, we had the cleanest team and the cleanest locker room in the country, but unfortunately we suck at football right now. And I think you saw a little bit of that with a few teams on the opening weekend. I mean, objectively, these were not good football games. A lot of blowouts. And I think you saw which side had better preparation and better, you know, more aggressive camps. But I think this is a wake-up call. If you're a coach around the country and you feel like you've been going a little light or you were being a little more COVID conscious maybe, you're going to go away from that just by watching what happened in Navy. I mean, all game on both sides of the ball, just blown off the ball. The first, you know, split second of every play is just Navy's offensive or defensive linemen going the wrong direction. And Niamatalolo comes out and says, you know, we're done with that. We're going back to full contact practicing, and we're going to test these kids twice a week now. So expect more of that over the first couple weeks of this season, where you'll see pretty much immediately which teams took camp, which I shouldn't say more seriously, but which groups were more physical in their camp and which, you know, were not.
Well, and as a former player, I mean, this is something that no one's ever gone through, right, in terms of preparation.
Right.
So in some cases you couldn't have that kind of contact. How many games in before we can say, you know what, now we know what this team is as opposed to a regular normal year?
Yeah, I'd say you got to give it a couple. At a minimum, you got to give them two games. I mean, the first one you're always working out the kinks no matter what in college because there's no preseason. I think after the second game you're going to get a real taste for – what you have, and you could have an outlier in week one. I mean, Navy is the type of team that they totally lay an egg against BYU, and then they come back and end up being a pretty solid team. But we've seen in years past, think back to Texas beating Notre Dame at home, the famous Texas is back line, right? I mean, this happens every year that you have teams that in the first week or two look like giants and then end up, you know, barely making a bowl. Especially in this season, you might have a team that really struggles coming out of the gate, just getting back in the swing of things, that ends up being fine, and vice versa, that, you know, week one they play somebody and steamroll them, and then it, you know, turns out that they really weren't very talented. But I think these coaches that are playing are doing the, they're doing the absolute best they can to toe that line of being COVID conscious and trying not to have too much contact. But at the same time, it's a physical sport. And if you don't have full contact, you don't have some scrimmages and full contact drills, you see what happens to Navy. I mean, they did nothing but tackle dummies, truly tackle dummies for all of camp. And it showed. It really got blown out because of it.
Do you think there's – what's the most competitive matchup you see on the board this week?
Yeah, you know, I think the one that jumps out, the people – this is not a sexy matchup. I mean, normally you wouldn't – probably wouldn't watch this game, but ULL traveling up to Iowa State, that's a potential upset. ULL's got a lot of talent coming back. I know Iowa State is sort of a lot of people's dark horse Big 12 contender, but that game has the potential to be really close. And then, you know, moving down the lineup, this is a late one for the Big 12 fans, but Coastal Carolina beat Kansas last year. It's the last game on the docket. Starts at 9 p.m. kick on FS1. That game, if you want, a potential upset late on the schedule, Coastal Carolina could go in and beat Kansas again in Lawrence.
That's Taylor McCarg, former Rice quarterback, ESPN analyst. And, Taylor, one more before we let you go. We were talking about this a little bit earlier with Brad, but Texas is 43-point favorites against UTEP. Is that too much for especially with all the uncertainties we've talked about? And it always seems like Texas gets the benefit of the doubt from the odds makers. But do you really think Texas is 43 points better than UTEP on week one?
You know, after if I hadn't seen UTEP play last week, I would say no, that's probably too much. But
they're so bad,
They should have lost. UTEP should have lost last week. I mean, they really lucked out by getting an interception in the end zone late in the game. Even with Texas replacing both coordinators, got a bunch of guys. They do have some, you know, some talent coming back. They're lucky to have Sam coming back, obviously. But I tell you what, I wouldn't, if I were to bet on it, I don't think I would take the Miners, even with that massive line.
That's Taylor McCarg from ESPN. You can hopefully catch him doing some games soon. We'll see if COVID allows it. But comes on with us every week here on Wednesdays. Appreciate the time, Taylor, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. That sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right. Hey, guys, you still got time to get on the action here tonight. And the way to do it is with MyBookie. And, hey, I told you about this great bet. They're giving you the Chiefs at plus 54, maximum $50 bet. Pretty sure that's going to come through. So if you get to MyBookie right now, get signed up. That's free money they're giving you. They're all the time giving you bonuses. And right now, the sign-up bonus, if you haven't signed up yet, use promo code RADIO. They're going to match your first deposit 100%. Put $100 in there, you can have an extra $100 to play. And take 50 of that 100 and bet it right now on Chiefs plus 54, and guess what? You're going to cash. That's almost a Fred Fowler guarantee. Pretty sure the Chiefs are going to cover 54 points. And it's really a nice way of giving you a bonus and getting you introduced. They've also got a super contest going on where you can win $125,000. So get in there and get your picks in on that. You've also got the Rockets tonight. You've got NHL. You've got everything, MMA, soccer, you name it. It's all on MyBookie. So join today. They're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code RADIO. That's promo code RADIO. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, and the Lakers off to a huge 2-0 lead, so this one's over. All right, well, they just tied it, so never mind. All right.
Hey, Nick, are you avoiding the Twitch?
Yeah, what's up, Nick?
I don't really have the ability to interact. I'm not avoiding it. I'm watching and reading.
There's literally a laptop computer right in front of you. I can see it on Twitch.
Yeah, but I don't have – this computer is really not functional. I'm using the ESPN one, and I don't like chatting on the ESPN 97.5 channel, so – I'd rather chat from my account that says The Producer Nick instead of ESPN 97.5.
Okay, because there's a lot of people on Twitch. Now they're booing you. There's a lot of people on Twitch who are like, hey, Nick, how's it going? Because they can see your head in there, and they're like, oh, Nick will talk to us because AJ and Fred are unavailable to talk to us today. And they see you, and then you just do nothing but let them down.
I do a lot of it during the press box and some of it during Josh Ennis' show. I mean, it's not like I avoid it completely.
Oh, so they're better than us is what you're saying.
All right. Yep. I know where your bread is buttered.
Yep. I see it. But there are, just checking the Twitch, there's a bunch of team Twitches here. Lone Ranger, Dial Style.
All right.
Who else is in here? I know there's a couple more.
B. Hannon, I think.
Yes, so, no?
Yeah, B. Hannon is in know. There.
Yeah,
yeah. There's people here. It's a Twitch party here, live and in person. Hmm. I'm going to play video games in front of these people later, and they're going to give me bits.
Okay,
that's what's going to happen. I'm going to play Candy Crush on my phone, and because it's live, they'll be able to give me bits in person and just put money in my pocket.
Well, there you go.
That's right. That's the way to do it. Nick, were you able to pull the audio of our friend Skip Bayless?
I did not.
Okay.
Well, we'll talk about it for a minute, and then you get
I'll,
it. But,
I'll give you a chance to do it. You can probably do a quick Twitter search and find Skip talking to Shannon about Dak Prescott, about Dakota Prescott. And if you don't know, Dak Prescott has had a rough offseason. First of all, his team didn't make the playoffs, despite the Eagles having literally no players. The Cowboys still couldn't make the playoffs. Very embarrassing. And then his mom dies. Oh, that makes for a bad offseason. You know what makes it worse? Your brother kills himself after your mom dies. Now you're having a really crummy offseason. And totally within reason, Dak says, you know what, man? I had a really rough offseason. I went and sought a little bit of help. I wanted to talk to somebody, which, listen, it's 2020. We're all very woke now about mental health. That's one thing we can all agree we're woke on. There may be some people who aren't woke about social issues, but I feel like mental health is one of those things that everybody's like, okay, that's a real thing. We're, you know, Skip Bayless, not woke on mental health. Do you have that audio, Nick?
I'm going to ask our audience to feel free to go ahead and condemn me if you choose as cold-blooded okay. and insensitive on this issue.
You're condemned.
I have deep compassion for clinical depression.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the quarterback of an NFL team, you know this as well as I, better than I do. It's the ultimate leadership position in sports. Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm.
You are commanding an entire franchise. What's the roster now? Is it 53 still?
53, but yeah. I think they got like 15 practice squad guys.
Okay. But you're commanding a uh-huh. lot of young men
uh-huh.
and some older men. And they're all looking to you to be their CEO, to be in charge of the football team. Because of all that, I don't have sympathy for him going public with, I got depressed. I suffered depression early in COVID to the point that I couldn't even go work out. Look, he's the quarterback of America's team. And you know and I know, this sport that you play, it is dog eat dog. It is no compassion, no quarter given on the football field. If you reveal publicly any little weakness, it can affect your team's ability to believe in you in the toughest spots, and it definitely can encourage others on the other side
yeah.
to come after you. You throw an interception, you're going to hear, you depressed number four? You know, get that yeah. sort of thing. You get sacked. How did that feel? You getting down about it? You just can't go public with it, in my humble opinion. So now I got to declare who have I always been. I grew up I had a rough childhood, broken home, just soaked with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I had some really low moments in my childhood. And I just kept fighting. I fought through every one of them. Yeah. I've had some low moments professionally.
We get it. What an idiot.
Well, he goes on to talk about the dark days of Corona times. Dude, Skip Bayless just doesn't get – and I get that Skip is – he's literally made a career off saying – basically doing verbal clickbait. He says things to get people fired up.
Well, he tweets it too, so it's actual clickbait.
I don't know if saying that Dak Prescott is weak because he went and sought help for depression, that may be where he goes from clickbait king to, like, it's probably he's just a bad person.
I
often don't think Skip believes what he says. I think that
and I don't know. I hope he doesn't believe this. It's like, oh, well, let's not be depressed because your mom and your brother died.
Yeah, so Skip, a broken home is one thing. Like when your brother kills himself because your mom died, that's a little bit different. Maybe have some empathy. And let's face it, everybody has something in their life somewhere along the way, if you've lived for more than a week or two, that you've probably gone through some stuff. And you've probably been through some kind of hard times at some point. One time or two, the cards didn't turn your way. You doubled down on 11, and you know an ace came out. It's just the way life goes sometimes. But it's what I don't get is like, what do you benefit from saying Dak's weak for this? Like, there's plenty of other stuff to bash Dak about. Let's face it. Like Dak's not bulletproof. Dak's like. There's a big question of whether Dak deserves to be the quarterback of the Cowboys going forward. Like, there's legit discussion about that to be had. His mental health is something, to me, that it should kind of be off limits for criticism. I don't know.
Well, and I mean, it's not only irresponsible, it's dangerous. So somebody's listening, it's like, oh, well, I'm not supposed to get help if I'm struggling with depression. Because my mom died and my brother killed himself.
Well, let's also.
I got to be tougher than that because the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys does.
Well, let's also
that's
say.
That's just dumb, man.
No one's taking life advice from Skip.
Well, no, people do. people actually buy into what he says. That's the problem. Same thing with
that's
Max.
That's a sad world
with
we live
Doug
in.
Doug Gottlieb, Max Kellerman, Skip Bayless, all these clowns. There are people out there who do believe them and believe that they're telling the truth. They're not. I'll tell you guys right now, PSA. They're saying whatever they can to get you to listen because it makes them money. Congratulations. I'm glad they do it. But there are people who listen. Hey, he speaks the truth. As much as I always talk about how Rush Limbaugh's a radio genius by what he did,
yeah,
there are people who think he's telling the truth. They buy into it. It's ridiculous. He speaks the truth. I believe everything he says. That's the same thing with Skip. If you think Skip Bayless is some kind of source of intellect for you, then I got news for you. Stop listening right now to us because I don't want you. And, I mean, it's people do buy into that, and it's irresponsible, and it's stupid. And listen, I like Skip. I knew Skip when he was an actual journalist and met him several times. What he is now is just a clown trying to make money on TV. He's well paid for it. Good for him. Good for Shannon. Good for all these guys. But we only talk about them because of what they say. That's it. That's the only reason. The fact that you brought this up today is because he said something stupid. Yeah. And guess what? That's what he wants. That's what all these guys want. Doug Gottlieb wants us talking about how stupid Doug Gottlieb is. They want all these websites to write stories about it. Congratulations, you got what you wanted. But there are people out there, and it's a small percentage, that listen to you and hear what you say and think, hey, he's right. You know what? I'm pretty depressed right now. I'm not going to get help because I want to be a leader.
Well, that's the thing. Acting like the job, and he's like, how can he be depressed? He's a quarterback of America's team.
That's pressure on top of everything that none of us could imagine.
But it's also acting like your job, like, insulates you from the real world. Like, oh, I've got a great job, so everything in my life is perfect. Like, I've got a pretty good job, too. I'm happy at the job that I've got. But I'll tell you what, if my mom died and my brother killed himself, it may bum me out. Like, and it would be, and people would be like, well, how can you be depressed? You've got a good job. It's really absurd.
Yeah, it's silly. And, you know, everybody deals with things, and everybody deals with them in different ways. But there are, it's not easy losing people close to you. And believe me, I've lost a lot in the last couple of years. It affects you. And a guy like Dak, I mean, everything he does is in the spotlight anyway. At least me, I'm only in the spotlight with our 18 listeners. But, you know, it does affect you. And it's just, guess what? Good for him for going and getting help. But I got to say, I think this kind of stuff is the worst of the trash journalism that we have in this planet right now, especially in this country. And it's not just in this country. It's everywhere. But it's all, let's make news as newsmakers, and let's come up with the most outlandish crap we can say, and it doesn't matter whether we mean it or not. There are going to be a certain amount of people who buy into, oh, Skip Bayless is 100% right. I mean, come on.
The best news is he's not going to get fired, because everyone who's tweeting and saying, fire this man, they're all tagging ESPN, and they forget that he doesn't work for ESPN.
Well,
ESPN's like, listen, we can't fire him. That's Fox's problem now.
We'd love to.
We're out of the Bayless game, but everybody's like, fire this man at ESPN, and they're like, he doesn't work here. Sorry.
So
I don't know. Like it when people say fire AJ, and then they do at 610 Sports Radio. I'm like, yeah, fire me from that place that I don't work at. Get him.
I get the fire Fowler at cron.com.
Yeah, fire his ass.
Get him out of here. All right, well, one thing that I have to tell you about, and I purposefully did not wear a cap today so that I could show off the mane from Dr. Linville. And, you know what? I went from being a creepy bald guy to a creepy guy with hair, and it's all thanks to Dr. Linville. And I'm tell you what, I'm happy with it. And, guys, here's a perfect opportunity right now as things start coming back. Go get your consultation, and the consultation's free. You can find out if you need it. You can find out what he can do for you. And you'll be surprised, because I was down to almost nothing. And now I've got a mane. If you go to 975hair.com, you can set up your virtual consultation. And the great thing about Dr. Linville is this is your own hair, man. He's just taking hair from the back of your head and putting it to where it's not, and then it just grows. It's that simple. And he had it done himself, and he looks fantastic, and he just wants to help people out. He wants guys to feel more comfortable. And I'm telling you, he is terrific. I've looked at a whole bunch of stuff. Hair plugs and all this other garbage. No, this transplant is your own hair. So it's my own hair, and it makes me feel better about it. You're going to feel better too. Go to 975hair.com. See my man, Dr. Linville, 975hair.com.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back, and I've had more than one person tell me what Shoulder has on the Twitch. He says, I think the nuance of what he said was lost. From the audio I heard, he was upset that Dak went public, not that he got help. I think that's a stupid take as well, since every football player takes and gives trash talk. If that was his take, it's still dumb.
It's still dumb.
I mean, yeah, I think it shows a lack of understanding of, boy, a lot of things. I'm sorry, but bleep Skip Bayless. Just bleep him. So, all right.
We got a Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day, Freddie?
We do. We do. I just wanted to give the people an update on the game here. It is 18-15. Lakers with a two-point lead with 3:36 to go in the first. So,
all right.
Three-point lead, excuse me, yeah. So the game's over.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right.
Pretty much.
Yeah, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, quick poll. Who likes boobs? Like, yeah? Me?
Yeah.
Me? Yeah. All right.
Top,
top five favorite things,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, boobs are certainly in my top five or six.
Boobs are on the Mount Rushmore of stuff I like.
But boobs. Yeah.
Breasts.
Booze is one. Let's be clear.
Booze also on the Mount Rushmore. That's, yeah. They're basically the Washington and Jefferson of the Mount Rushmore.
Which one of them owned a slave?
Oh, Fred.
That we got to cancel.
That was offensive.
Well, it was Jefferson, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I think both, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so you got to take those off the
Rushmore. You know what's never owned slaves? Breasts.
Well, I don't know. I've kind of – never mind. Well, do you think there can be too much of a good thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And this is what happened to 26-year-old Debbie Horton, whose breast size was 42L.
L?
I can't tell.
I've heard of, like, Fs, Gs. Like, that's when it gets
– That's an I, yeah. 42i.
Wow. Okay.
Her breasts were so big that they, just from walking around, it crushed her spine. Caused her spine to collapse.
So I would consider that too much.
Yeah. She's underwent surgery several times to help her walk properly again. But she's trying to get breast reduction because 42L. Yeah. So L is, you can look it up online.
It's between K and M in the breast size department.
You can Google L. But, no, I really do feel for this chick because Okay, you drunk. Yeah, I'm trying to do a sympathetic story here, and you guys are just off.
Oh, when poor girl's boobs are too big. When? Are we being boobs right now? Is this the most white privilege thing ever? What's your biggest problem? Well, my breasts are way too big. That's like, that seems like first world problems to me. Like, if that's the biggest issue you've got in life is your boobs are too big, life ain't that bad, honey. I'll be honest. It could be worse.
Well, thank you. It means my life is pretty good then.
Yeah, Fred. Yeah.
Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. Music. Yeah.
There you go.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, so Rockets underway. Texans coming up in a little bit. And, still some tables, certainly some tables outside. And I think there's one over there inside at Carbach, although they're filling fast. So, you can get AJ's S'mores Stout is on tap out here. It's very good if you haven't had a chance to try it.
Thank you.
They've got the Black is Beautiful. Of course, they have
anyone who's drinking beer other than the S'mores Stout, we can agree, is a bad person.
Well,
all right. I appreciate you guys.
I mean, I think you should try the Black is Beautiful while you're here too.
Okay, do that too.
Okay,
but if you don't drink the beer that I brewed, listen. I'm not saying something bad's going to happen to you, but it probably should.
If you don't, whichever team you root for is going to lose.
They're
going to
lose.
Yeah,
they're going to lose.
Yeah. So there you have. I mean, all right. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Any last-minute thoughts? Obviously, the Rockets are already underway, so you're not allowed to comment on them. Any last-minute thoughts on what you think is going to happen with Chiefs-Texans? And I'm guessing you think the Chiefs cover pretty easily.
I do. I think it's – I don't think pretty easy. I mean, I think it's a two-score game. I think it's a pretty high-scoring game. I think the Texans get some. But I don't know what's changed over the offseason for the defense – to make me think that they're going to be able to slow the Chiefs down. And if the Chiefs get out of their own way, and let's remember, they made mistakes early in that game.
Yeah.
Like, very, mistakes that they don't typically make. They made in that game against the Texans and let the Texans get off to a good start. But I think...
Well, the flip side of that, though, is the Texans did some absolutely stupid stuff to let them back in the game that they... Ordinarily, don't fake punts on your own into the field.
The Texans have an idiot coach, Fred.
He choked, but those are things that they don't typically do either. not that that closes the gap, but, I mean, I think that all that does is offset the early crap that the Chiefs did wrong. So you think two scores?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's 45-35. I mean, it's somewhere in that range. You know what? I'm not even that. I think the scoring I'm kind of curious that the total's been coming down. I'm wondering if there's not going to be as much scoring as we think in this game. The offenses are both off a little bit. They're not off enough to, you know, not score some points, but maybe you just come out and run the ball. But I mean, I still think it's...
You know who has success running the ball against the Chiefs? Almost nobody. Why? Because you got to throw. You got to keep up with
those guys. Actually, that's not true, because the way that they were losing games early in the season was the Colts ran the hell out of the ball against them. The Texans ran the ball against them. The difference was, is as the season went on, the Chiefs adjusted. And they changed their defense around. And over the second half of the season, no, you couldn't run against them. Not even the 49ers, who ran all over the damn Packers. And so if they're that group, which there's not much gone from there, so I don't know that why they wouldn't be. You know, you're going to have a hard time running the ball. Plus, yep. I don't know that the Texans have the horses to run the ball.
I mean, well, they got David Johnson.
Yeah. If he's 2016 David Johnson, great. Then you're good. But we'll see. But
you may remember in 2016, David Johnson was basically a stud and I believe was the first pick in many fantasy football drafts. Which
and then
means that
snapped in week one. It wasn't even week one, right? It was...
Yeah, I think it was. I think he had like 10 carries or something.
Oh, and then snapped in 2017. Hasn't been the same since.
Right.
So maybe he will be. And if you think he will be, you know where you can bet on him.
Tell me where.
My bookie. Still time to get in on that bet, by the way, where you can bet up to $50 on the Chiefs plus 54. I don't know where. I mean, they're giving you money away. That's what they're doing. And that bet is on the main page. Just go to the main page. It's scrolling at the top. But you got a few more minutes to do that. You got time to join their contest, their year-long super contest. You could win $125,000. And that's all at mybookie.ag. Best part is you win, they actually pay you. There's a lot of these sites, man, you win, and it's just guesswork as to whether or not you get paid. That's not MyBookie. You bet you win, they pay. That's what they do. You want to play parlays, you want to play live betting, you want to get this college football going, you want to bet in-game on the Rockets right now. You can do that, too. So now's the time. Ditch your bookie. Go with mybookie.ag. Easy deposits and withdrawals. Tons of options to get in on the action. And if you join today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code RADIO when signing up. That's promo code RADIO. Still time to get in on that Chiefs bet. There's still time to get in on the contest. Promo code RADIO at mybookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
This is the Blitz. Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from Carbach Brewing, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz and standing in beer, which, you know.
Sometimes that happens.
It does. But, yeah, crisis averted, though. It's all good. So, no, I'm good. No, we're good over here now. Smells good.
Yeah.
I'll be smelling it on my shoes for the rest of the evening. So
yeah.
There's that. I hope I don't get pulled over on the way home and say, boy, you smell like beer. So yeah, I do. So
there's nothing like wearing new shoes, and then the first day you wear new shoes, someone pours beer on them. That's my luck. It's 2020 is what it is.
Yeah, well.
I mean,
regardless,
I don't mean to sound like a bitch, but I'm.
Maybe
I'm just. Looks like a duck, talks like a duck. Well, it's probably a duck.
Hey, you've got a great job, all right, AJ?
Yeah. Why be upset about your new shoes? You've got a good job.
Yeah, Skip Bayless would tell you you're weak.
That's not my beer. That beer is somebody else's beer.
Yeah, that's too light to be AJ's beer.
Yeah, that's not my beer.
So, alcohol abuse? Oh, but
that's alcohol
Yeah, so we just had a small mishap here.
That's not where that goes.
Oh, man. It does smell good.
I would if Eric was here, he would be getting blamed, and he doesn't need that in his life.
Now we could blame DG.
He's in Colorado getting high and not worrying about beer on the floor here. That's
I can wait. I can tell you what Monday's show is going to be. I heard beer got in your guy's shoes,
and
man.
And when I say getting high, I really mean hop selection. That's what he calls it. Got to go to Colorado again and select some more hops. And then, like, eat a bunch of cupcakes and take a nap. Play some video games. Hop selecting makes me like to take naps. That's pretty much it.
So do we have a hopping on Hollywood, or are we just going to...
Oh, I did have it.
Well, while you're getting it, I have to say, I was against another Dune movie because they've been so awful. I saw the trailer.
Every Dune movie is awful, even the first one.
Well, no, it's awful. The books, I love the book, right? I'm a huge fan of the books, and the movie sucked. Although it did have Virginia Madsen in it, which, you know, I have a thing for her even to this day. But, man, I saw the trailer for the new one, and it looks badass. It may just be a trailer that
it's just
drags me in, and then I wind up going and saying, oh, yet another horse bleep movie. But Dune, yeah. It's a sci-fi. And it looks fantastic. It's got like Jason Momoa and Josh Brolin and a lot of big name people in it. So now I'm excited about it. It comes out on my birthday. So maybe that'll be my return to the theater.
Hey, what was the best part about RoboCop?
The first one, the original?
Yeah.
Like when he dies and then comes back, I thought. You know, like when they beep.
I think we can agree, like, the cool thing about RoboCop is the robot cop, right? Like, that's one of the...
You meant the coolest scene, like when he got his...
No, I mean,
because he got shot in the head. That was pretty badass.
Just RoboCop in general, one of the cool things about it is there's a RoboCop. He's a robot who's getting bad. That's kind of cool.
Yes.
Well, good news. They're doing another RoboCop sequel. Another one, because they haven't done enough RoboCop.
Yeah, they need to stop with this.
Here's what they're doing, though. It's everything you love about RoboCop... except for RoboCop. So they're making a RoboCop movie, or a series, maybe.
Oh, my. Wait, is this like a prequel to before he became RoboCop?
On a RoboCop series focusing on young Dick Jones. Sounds like something that...
Looks like we're going to be friends after all, Dick.
It sounds like something that they would write about in the Black Plains Gazette. In Deadwood.
That sounds awful. Stop. I mean, you know what? The first RoboCop movie was like Animal House. It was the RoboCop. Stop. No more remakes. No prequels. Stop it.
Well, they're in works on it. Also, China, like Disney kind of bent over backward for China. They did a bunch of stuff that they don't normally do for promotion in China. And there was a lot of people who were like, Disney, I can't believe you're bending over for China. Well,
the mouse has been about the dollar forever, man.
Agreed, yeah. But here's where it kind of goes wrong. China still banned Mulan media coverage. Like, Disney kissed their ass, and they're like, yeah, we're still not running any of this stuff. Sorry, bud. Sorry, Mick. And Mickey Mouse, apparently there was some backlash, and they decided, nope, we're not running any of this in China. So what they thought was going to be a big hit in China, now probably not so much.
Did Daryl Morey? Daryl
Morey actually negotiated the deal with China in this instance. And finally, Fred, I've got great news. And luckily, I was finally able to get off of this thing. Some people haven't. The Walking Dead is coming to an end. They finally have said season 11. This show stopped being good in, like, season 4.
Which is when I ejected.
You were wise to do so. My wife drug me through to, like, season 7. I didn't even realize it was... I guess I did realize it was still going, but I definitely wasn't watching. Season 11 will be the last season of The Walking Dead. I see that... what's his name? The guy... What was the bet? Negan? Is still alive. They've got a picture of him on the promotion for season
11.
Yeah,
he was way after my time because I ejected
him. He was like the main bad guy, and now he's still alive. They haven't killed him yet. I don't know if Rick is still in it, because one of the last things I saw was Rick apparently dying.
5 seasons too late?
Yes. And unfortunately...
And Carl, 5 seasons too late.
Coral, and Rick's lady friend's still alive too, I believe, even though she went from being one of my favorite characters to one of my least favorite characters pretty rapidly. Like, there's only so far a machete can take you.
You know, that it's so disappointing to see what happened. Like, the first two seasons of that were as good a TV as
it
anything
was good,
I've
man.
Seen. And yeah,
it was must-see TV.
But then once it becomes a hit, they have to change writers and everything else. It's like, oh, man.
And they also stopped killing people.
Yeah.
Like, the badass thing about The Walking Dead was you watch a random episode of that show, they might kill your favorite character.
Yeah, you didn't know who was going to get whacked every
episode.
Boom,
he's just dead. Like, not a season finale. Like, episode 4, he's dead. That's a badass TV show. Like, that's what I'm looking for.
One of the best scenes ever was when they have all the zombies in the barn. Remember early on?
Yeah.
And they'd been looking for the little girl, and all the zombies come out. And then you hear this pat, 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 and they show the little girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy bleep, that is good TV.
Yeah. That was something that was great about Game of Thrones, too, their willingness to just randomly kill major characters. But The Walking Dead went away from that after some time. And I guess they were like, oh, I guess we need to at least have some characters who make it.
At some point, you're going
to
run out, you know.
I guess that happens. And they kept introducing new, dumber characters. And Daryl never died, despite the fact that he was completely reckless.
Yeah.
Miraculous. He's like RoboCop. He's crossbow RoboCop is what he is. All right.
Before you get to that, I just want to thank everybody for coming out. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate Carbach for having us. And I hope everybody enjoys the games tonight. Good luck to whatever team you're rooting for, and we'll be back in studio for happy hour tomorrow.
Happy hour, baby. All right, I got to tell you guys about TGS. If you own your home and you feel like you listen, if you own your home and you have more money than you could ever use, you can tune out. If you could use a little extra money, here's where you may want to listen. Send a text send the word money to 232323. It's all it takes is a text. They're going to get back to you within 15 seconds. They'll ask for your address. You give them that, they're going to give you a full quote and basically great coverage on your homeowner's insurance in 15 seconds or less. And the average customer saving nearly $900. I saved over $1,000 on my homeowner's insurance. Ridiculous. I had no idea how much I was paying because you don't really think about that stuff. But when they say, hey, you're paying this much, we can save you over $1,000, you say, you know what, that sounds like a great idea. And that's what I did. It's legit, man. They've got a nearly perfect online rating with over 1,000 reviews. People are happy. And you don't need to wait for your renewal. You can get started now. They'll refund you on your old policy, get you saving right away. Send the word money to 232323. Start saving today with TGS Insurance.